The drumbeat for affordable housing has moved from the streets of New York to City Hall and now today even into the MTA's boardroom. But WNYC's Kate Hines reports the agency's precarious finances prevailed.
The MTA has a lot of real estate. It was going to sell two pieces in Long Island City, one of which would give the developer the right to build the tallest building in Queens, a 930-unit apartment building that will be over 70 stories tall. Then, MTA board member Mitchell Pally raised an objection.
In my opinion, both of these projects must require affordable housing as part of our give back.
His colleague Charles Mertler echoed that concern.
We cannot run away from it. I think we have been entirely remiss in not demanding it from the outset.
But here's the thing. Even though Mayor de Blasio and Governor Andrew Cuomo have made affordable housing key goals of their administrations, neither has offered to substantially increase funding for the MTA. Board member Ira Greenberg.
We're short $15 billion, and I don't see politicians rushing to pony up that money.
The discussion got intense. If the MTA required concessions from developers, it'd get less money from its real estate transactions. MTA Chief Tom Prendergast pointed out that everyone wants something from the MTA, but no one wants to help it in return.
And I say this in a not judgmental way, is there are many that will want to tag on to our ship and help us carry their mantra forward. But when we have an issue with respect to finance, they're not there with us.
He promised a policy about affordable housing. In the meantime, the board approved the sale. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.